At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 122. Rylan,
yep.
Tell them about our Discord.
So, join our Discord. You know, we'll tell you every episode or whatnot. But, you know, you guys obviously don't have ears. So, I'll tell you again. You can make sure to join our Discord. You can get, you know, free merch maybe. You can get a gift card, free movie once we hit 30 members. Who knows? It's a possible giveaway. But yeah, you guys obviously don't have ears because I say it every single episode. So join our Discord, please. And also, if you want to, buy our merch to support us and everything.
No ears have.
No ears having.
You have no ears, but you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's how it works. They have a sign language.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We've done that now.
Yeah.
We have an interpreter.
In our YouTube videos that we don't post, we have a sign language.
No ears having listeners is what we got. All right. We talked about Black Ops 6 last episode. We'll bring it back because it's, you know, a big upcoming game. Getting some new information.
It is awesome. Like, this is a big week for Black Ops 6. Like, whenever I was looking at the topics for these episodes,
a lot of them.
There's a whole bunch of Black Ops 6 topics. So I figured you'd like this one.
Yeah, I like this one. It's nice. All right. Black Ops 6 is adding Nuketown back on November 1st. So it'll come back after the game's already out.
Yeah, so it's going to be 6 days or so. It'll be like a week.
Be about a week. If it comes out on the 25th, it'll be 7 days.
It'll be a week. So a week after the game comes out, Nuketown's going to be coming back to, you know, the Black Ops scene.
Yeah. We so, haven't and seen it since now. Cold War, obviously. Yeah.
So 4 years ago. It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
4 years of a Black Ops game.
Yeah, it's a good map, though. It's been around since the original in 2010.
It used to be every 2 years a Black Ops game.
I know. And then now more and more developers get a piece of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Because, you know, it went 2010, 2012, 2014. Right. And then 2000. Wait, no. Black Ops 3 came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Ops 4 came out in 2018.
Yep.
So it's around like a 2 to 3 year gap, but this one's longer. This was a 4 year gap. So.
Yeah.
But I got here in a new announcement, Activision revealed that Nuketown will be coming back to, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 on November 1st. Few would have anticipated that Nuketown would be added to Call of Duty Black Ops 6 after the reveal of Sandhouse. That's a new map, I guess.
I don't know. But we didn't play the open beta.
Yeah, we didn't. But I guess it might be kind of like Nuketown, maybe. It might be like a sand in Nuketown or something like that.
Well, you remember that one, the sandbox in, what was it, World War II? You remember that? He was actually inside a sandbox. You remember that? That was weird as crap.
That might be kind of...
Maybe. I don't know.
Because that's the only Call of Duty Carter plays.
I know. I don't know why. I mean, it's decent. It's not the worst Call of Duty out there. Like, I'd play it over Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
But it's not the best Call of Duty.
I'm surprised it still has players, honestly. But
I'd rather play Cold War, definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah. But it says here, Activision is set on building hype for the game by introducing one of the most popular maps in history of the franchise. After the mixed, reception of Modern Warfare 3 received at launch, fans had low expectations for the new Black Ops title. How do you have low expectations for a Black Ops title? The only bad one is Black Ops 4, and it wasn't even that
it wasn't
bad.
That bad.
Battle Royale sucked.
And
but the multiplayer and stuff like that,
it wasn't
was good.
Terrible. It wasn't as good as Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 3, but it was okay.
Bad.
And then Black Ops Cold War was good. Like, I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. And then this game's probably gonna be better than that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the beta was better.
No, I want to see how the zombies is gonna be so good. I bet.
That movement, holy crap!
You're gonna be being chased by zombies jumping back at you.
Yeah, it's cool as crap.
It is, but it says here. However, with the initial reveals and the beta phase, Activision has proved that Black Ops 6 is in fact one of the most ambitious Call of Duty titles to date. Where was that? There. With the release just a few days away, a few days, not going. More like a week and a half or so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a week and a half. The developers have been building up the hype, revealing details about Call of Duty Black Ops 6 single-player campaign mode, and outlining changes that have been made to the multiplayer aspect. Amid that, it seems like the developers have dropped one of the biggest announcements of Black Ops 6. In a new tweet, Activision reveals one of the most exciting maps coming to Black Ops 6. The fan favorite map Nuketown will be available on the 1st of November. The video showcases the iconic yellow car from the original map. Also, is it going to be like... It might be kind of how... Because it's set in the 90s. And that's also Black Ops 1 was set in the early... It was set in the 1970s or so. So I think it's going to be the Black Ops 1 map. Of Nuketown, possibly, but a little bit.
That'd be
upgraded.
Cool. That'd be
because it says the iconic yellow car from the original map. The original map saying that's Black Ops One.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's going to be the Black Ops One map, but a little bit more upgraded.
The yellow car parked outside the greenhouse.
Yeah, where the garage is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. What year was Cold War set in? Do you remember?
It was the future.
Yeah, I don't remember what.
No, it wasn't the future.
Maybe not.
I think it was actually set in maybe the 2010s or something.
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember.
I don't know. But I think it was maybe the 2010s, maybe 2020s or something like that.
I know Black Ops 2 was set in 2025.
Because Black Ops 2 was set in 2025. Black Ops 1 was set from the 1950s to the 1980s, I think. Around that range. Because the Vietnam War and all that, et cetera, et cetera. Black Ops 3 is obviously in the future.
When was the Cold War? When was the Cold War? That's when it had been set in.
I don't know. I don't think it was in the...
It says Cold War was Oh, it lasted from 1945 to 1991.
I don't think that was not it, because like...
Well, it could have been anywhere from 1945 to 1991, because it went on that long.
Maybe.
So it could have been like the beginning of the Cold War?
I don't think it was that early. Because like, I'm pretty sure Woods pops up in the campaign. And he's...
Yeah, I've
just no idea. I don't know. But I don't know. I have all the... Here's all the Call of Duty Black Ops 6 multiplayer maps that are here going to be at launch. Here's all 16 of them.
Okay.
This isn't at launch, though, because, you know, obviously one of them, Nuketown. But we have Protocol, Payback, Lowtown, Skyline, oh yeah. Subsonic, Rewind, oh Scud, Ashton.
Hate that map. It's junk.
Ashton's favorite map. Right
no, there. My favorite one was that train one in West Virginia. I can't remember what the crap it's called.
It's here somewhere. We got Red Card, Baby Long, Sandhouse. Oh, here it is. The Derelic.
Yeah, I liked it.
We got Vortuga 2. That's that prison from Black Ops 1. Vault, Stakeout, the Gala, Pit, and then Nuketown. So that's all the multiplayer maps we know of. Which, obviously, they're going to add more in the future. But 16 multiplayer maps in just, like, the first, like, week into the game. That's crazy. It's a lot of maps.
It is. And then we'll get another one a week later in Nuketown.
Yeah. So, yeah, this Nuketown... Oh, wait, hold up. Let's see. While it was heavily speculated that Nuketown would, you know, make a return, fans were a bit disappointed when it was revealed Call of Duty Black Ops 6 would feature a new take on Nuketown called Sand House. While players didn't get a chance to experience Sandhouse during the beta, a picture of the map showed Nuketown buried in sand with a large crater behind it. While new maps are always welcomed by the community, fans were hoping that they would get a chance to play the classic Nuketown once again. So
we will.
Yeah. So Black Ops 6 would feature a new take on Nuketown. So they kind of did that for the beta. It was called Sandhouse. That's what that map is.
So Sandhouse is Nuketown. It's just not...
It's Nuketown, just buried.
That's interesting.
It's buried under sand. And then we're gonna have the original Nuketown and then Sandhouse. So we're going to have two Nuketowns.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That is cool.
I wish they'd bring back Hijack, though.
Oh, yeah. Hijack. I mean, they did have it in Cold War.
Remember Skyjacked? It was what, Black Ops 3 had Skyjacked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't bad. But I like Hijacked.
There's a lot of maps I would like them to bring back too, from like the Black Ops 1. I'm trying to think. I don't really remember. I didn't really play the Black Ops 1 multiplayer that much.
Array, it's not bad. It's the one that has the big towers and the snow or whatever in Black Ops 1.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
It's not bad. Yeah, that's a good sniping map. Sniping from the towers.
It is. Oh, I hated people camping in that tower.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're adding Nuketown back, and this isn't going to be any Nuketown. It's going to be the Black Ops 1 Nuketown with maybe a few upgrades or whatnot, but, it's going to be that Black Ops 1
Nuketown. I think they should just have the original, just leave it original, bring it back.
Yeah, it says here, hoping players will get a chance to play the classic Nuketown once again. I mean, classic is probably going to be, Black Ops 1.
Or close. So,
they're close to it.
So we'll get it November 1st.
Yeah,
it's not going to be at launch, but you'll get it a week later.
You guys can wait a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be grinding the crap out of Black Ops 6.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be between 2K or Black Ops 6?
I know. I guess your other PC can run Black Ops.
Yeah, I mean my one PC can run it too. It ran it fine in beta.
Thanks. All right, Xbox is releasing a new headset.
Thought this would be a pretty interesting topic because you know we talk about like controllers coming out and stuff like that.
Well, so we both got new headsets. You got two new pair of headsets that are going in like 2 weeks.
I got an AirPods.
You got three new sets that are going because you. Ryland's getting all kinds of headphones.
Yeah, they gotta show off.
Yeah.
My headphone. But it says here, recent leaks suggest that Microsoft will release a new gaming headset for Xbox consoles later this month. This upgraded version of Microsoft's official wireless headset for the Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S comes with differences, you know, compared to previous models, giving Xbox fans a new piece of, you know, hardware to look forward to while waiting, you know, for the official release of Microsoft's mid-gen console. To the newer Xbox that's gonna come up. That little spear looking thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Microsoft released its first wireless headset dedicated to the Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S consoles back in March of 2021, a year after the Series X came out. Actually, not even a year.
Yeah, not even a year, yeah.
That was like 5 months. But this official headset, you know, turned out to be one of the best gaming headsets on Xbox in 2024, thanks to its high-end audio performance, Dolby Atmos support, a comfortable ergonomic design, up to 15 hours of battery life. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
You still gotta charge it, but you know, 15 hours, that's not bad at all.
No.
I mean, if you're gonna be on the game 15 hours, that
yeah, I mean,
yeah, I used to be. But...
Yeah, no, I got crap here, I gotta do, like work. Trust me, I'd rather be on the game.
Yeah,
than work.
But they also they made a wired stereo version of this headset at the launch of September of the same year, with a price tag of $60, while the wireless version was at $100. While a limited edition of this headset was launched upon the release of Starfield, there were no new major upgrades to Xbox's official headset since the release 3 years ago. So this headset came back with a limited edition.
Oh, yeah.
With Starfield, so I guess it had like Starfield designs or whatnot on it. I don't remember seeing anything about that, though.
I don't either. I don't remember seeing anything.
We talked a whole bunch about like Starfield.
Starfield, yeah. I don't remember seeing anything about that.
I don't remember seeing anything like that. Who knows? Maybe we actually went over it, but we
probably did. Like, we go through so much stuff. Sometimes we do forget stuff we talk about.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, crap, we're 122 episodes into the podcast.
Yeah.
Of course we want to forget sometimes.
We definitely do.
But it says here, according to Daylabs, Bill Kuhn, an industry insider who, you know, has accurately leaked the releases of gaming hardware in the past. We talk about this guy all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Bill Kuhn. Microsoft will soon announce a new wireless headset for Xbox consoles. This will be an updated version of the 2021 headset. Though, you know, there will be no major performance improvements, says the leaker. The peripheral will only come in a black version, despite a white Xbox Series X being slated for release on October 15th. Heck, on. That's, what, how many days away? It's the 10th, 11th or 10th?
Today's the 10th.
Yeah, so five days, a new Xbox. It's going to come out. New white Xbox Series X. Wow, this update.
Yeah.
That's great. I didn't even know that. I know there's new Xbox Series X coming out.
I thought we talked about it.
I don't remember. I forget. But it says here, you know, while this update to Xbox's, you know, gaming headset, you know, retains much of the same design and functionality, its price tag will increase to $110. So it's going to have a $10 more price range than the original headset of $100. Microsoft overhauled, Xbox headset is expected to release on October 22nd in Europe and November 5th in North America. Why does European people get it first? But yeah, it kind of, it reminds you of like the Razer, remember that big old black headset I had? Mm-hmm. It reminds you of that, this picture I'm looking at here. Because it's like, it's just a black headset. That's really all it is. It has like a little microphone thing.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm guessing it might go in and out.
Oh yeah, some of them do. Some of them like, instead of coming off, like they just go in. Yeah. I'd rather detach myself, but
yeah, that's what mine does. I don't even know if it works, honestly.
Yeah.
But it says here on top of this new Xbox wireless headset, Daylabs of Bibocon, previously leaked the release of Ghost Cypher Special Edition controller for the Xbox Series X, which came out on October 10th. So literally today it came out.
Yeah.
This controller features a transparent design. We talked about this. This was like the transparent design revealing the metallic internal parts of the controller with the D-pad triggers, the Ghost Cypher Special Edition. The controller, this was like the how the Rock Candy controllers are.
Right, yeah. We talked about that a long time ago.
It was like a few months ago.
Yeah.
It was like in June. Or July. I think it was July, actually, we talked about that.
Yeah, I remember those Rock Candy controllers. They were pretty cool.
They were the wire.
Wired, yeah. They're a bunch of different colors.
Yeah, but it says here, besides, this new Xbox headset and controller, Microsoft has been rumored to, be working on a handheld Xbox console. We'd also have talked about this as well many times.
Right.
As well as, a new traditional home console. While the exact specifications of both these consoles remain under wraps, reports have painted, the next generation Xbox consoles releasing on 2026. So we have the controllers that came out today. These Rock Candy looking controllers. you got the new headset. It's gonna be coming out in like November 5th, and then the new consoles.
Yeah,
coming out sometime in the next. What? It's almost 2025.
Yeah, almost
in 3 months. So about a year. A year and probably like I'd say a year and 6 months or so from then these consoles will be out. I'd say by summer, probably July maybe.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Join file.
26 for the consoles.
Yeah,
I'd say around that time, if not probably near November or so
for holiday.
They might release it for holidays. That's what they did with the PS5s and stuff.
Yep.
Even though people could barely get them holidays because people bought it so quickly.
Yep. All right, so the next one, it's PS5 pre-orders are live. Is that the PS5 Pro or is that like the 30th anniversary? PS5 Pro pre-orders are live.
Yep. It's ridiculous. It's $700 though.
Oh my gosh, that is. If, I mean, if you can afford it, and you go ahead, dude. But for me,
$200 more than the original PS5.
To me, I'm gonna spend $700. I'm just gonna get a PC, like a cheap gaming laptop or something. Like
get the ROG Ally X or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because the ROG Ally X is $800, so just save an extra $100 and just get that.
Get that, and you can do everything and more.
Yeah,
the PC, like
yeah, exactly. Just $700. That's crazy to me.
That is ridiculous. Like, get like if you're gonna get a PS5, get the original PS5. It's still it has a whole bunch of power. Or get the slim, powerful too. You don't need a PS5 Pro. For $200 more.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It literally looks the same.
It can't do that much more.
Yeah, it literally can't. Oh, it's a little bit more powerful.
So, whoa. Get a PC, it's way more powerful.
Yeah. But it says here, PS5 Pro pre-orders are still widely available in the U.S. and United Kingdom. Now has a select few retailers maintaining stock. As always, you know, this could change pretty quickly as Sony's console releases are normally in pretty high demand. In fact, you know, Sony's PS Direct store appears to be fresh out of consoles. Like, this just happened today. Like, they just, like, announced it and stuff today. And it's already sold out on certain websites. Yeah. It says, like, in Sony's, like, console website or whatever, it's sold out already.
Scalpers especially, like, people will buy them and then sell them on eBay for, like, double the price. It'll be, like, $1,400 for a stinking PS5 Pro. And people buy it, too. That's ridiculous. That's the stupid part.
That's how desperate
exactly. They were for... That's why scalpers do it, because they know they'll make double the money on it. Because people will buy it. If you just don't buy from them, and they'll stop doing it.
Yeah, but it says here, you can still grab one at Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, and various other places for the time being. If you're hunting for a PS5 Pro pre-orders in the United States, you'll want to head straight to Amazon to grab the system for $700. Failing that, head to Walmart or Best Buy to join an online queue. In the United Kingdom, though, Amazon, Argos, and Currys have had, you know, livestock for the past few hours now. And supplies are, you know, looking relatively healthy and available for, you know, €700. Delivery is generally free, but, you know, we'll be checking those details and stock emerges. But if you missed the glory days of the OG PS1, you'll want to check out the PS5 Slim 30th anniversary pre-orders for some nostalgic colorways. So it's going to have the PS1 colorway with the gray and the colorful PS logo and all that.
Well, I've seen the PlayStation 30th anniversary is doing that. It had like a gray controller and all kinds. It looks nice. It looks really nice.
Yeah, the pre-orders for that are available too.
Mm-hmm. They've been sold out. The Wave 1 was sold out. I think this is Wave 2. Now,
yeah,
but Wave 1 was sold out because I was going to get just the controller because I don't want to get the system right now, anyway.
It would be cool to have a system,
but I don't want to pay $500 right now.
But yeah, it says here though that, you know, keep in mind the special edition console is in much higher demand, and grabbing one will be, you know, it will require a lot more patience and everything.
I'd really like to have one though. Like, if I was going to get PS5, that's the one I get, because it looks nice.
So, yeah, I'm just going to tell you guys, like, everything, like, all the places you can, like, pre-order the PS5 Pro that's in stock right now. But I don't know if it's now. So, you can get it at Best Buy, you can pre-order now at Best Buy, Walmart, Amazon, GameStop, Target, and PlayStation Direct. That's for the United States. For the UK, you can... Argos, you can check the stock and see if, you know, if there's one or something. PlayStation Direct, and pre-order now. Currys, you can pre-order now. Amazon, you know, check the stock as well. Vary, check the stock. And Game, you check the stock. So you just gotta keep checking, and you can possibly get one. You know, this crap sells quick.
Yeah, especially it's crazy.
Especially newer console. So, yeah.
Especially the limited edition 30th anniversary ones. Like, I'd love to have one, but there's no way, like...
There's no way to get it right now, because you, like, people...
I mean, as soon as they go live, people are waiting on the site, and then it's sell out in literally, like half an hour. Second. Yeah, it takes ridiculous.
Like, no time.
Well, the scalpers, once again, they know they're waiting there. Sell it for double the price.
Yeah. So, people, I hate people to do that crap. They're like, stupid. Oh, I'm going to get it.
It's dumb.
Like, we get you want your money, but you don't got to do it that way.
No. All right. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I have.
All right. That's all the topics we have, guys. We appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Remember, you can watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Twitter, Instagram. We now have a Facebook, Rylan made. So I'll get the link in that.
Made it. Yeah. Yep, we finally have Facebook. It's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, TikTok.
We're finally on like all the platforms.
Everything but, yeah. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. If you're into sports, we have a new sports podcast. You can give us a listen on there. We're about to record our third episode for that, so it is Brothers Sports Podcast.
Also, we have an Instagram now for that. I forgot to mention that last episode.
That's true.
But we have an Instagram for that podcast now, so we can go ahead and check that out. Ashton will put it in the link to the description as well, if he remembers.
Yeah.
I'll try to remind you if I remember. But yeah, go follow that Instagram if you want to, the Brother Sports Podcast Instagram. Also, I have a link tree. I made a link tree with all our socials on it. That, and I can give that to Ashton. He can put it in the description.
Yeah.
For you know, all the podcasts stuff, so yeah, I can just send them that.
Yeah. Alright, guys, we appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.